Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our 2020 Poplar Springs Christmas Concert. Thank you for joining us. Can you believe that it is Christmas already? At times, it seemed like this crazy year would go on forever, and yet here we are at the end of it, looking ahead at what will hopefully be a new year full of hope and restoration. Now, normally during this season, our adult choir is busy preparing for their Christmas musical, but unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we haven't been able to meet together to sing. So we've had to get a little creative. Tonight we have put together a collection of songs and scriptures to help put you in the Christmas spirit and remind you why we celebrate this time each year. Because of the humble birth of a baby that will be the Savior our world so desperately needs. So sit back and relax with your family as we present a night of worship.
Like no other, Emmanuel. was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known."
Oh, shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with his rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. And the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
See you. the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Everything inside me cries for order. Everything inside me wants to hide. Is this shadow of an angel or a warrior? If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Someone please tell me I am dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes, and before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is he, blessed am I, be born in me, be born in me. Trembling heart, somehow I believe that you chose me. I'll hold you in the beginning, you will hold me in the end. Every moment in the middle, make my heart your Bethlehem, be born in me. All this time we've waited for the promise. All this time you've waited for my arms. Did you wrap yourself inside the unexpected, so we might know that love would go that far? Be born in me, be born. Trembling heart, somehow I believe that you chose me. I'll hold you in the beginning, you will hold me in the end. Every moment in the middle, make my heart your Bethlehem, be born in me. Oh. born in me.
Good evening, church family, and all those who have joined us for this special Christmas concert. Tonight, as we come to a time of prayer, I invite you to join me wherever you find yourself and do something that may be a little different. I want you to leave your eyes open as we pray. Find something in the room, maybe your family members, a manger scene, or special Christmas decoration, and focus on that or those people as we pray. Pray with me now. Dear God, thank you for the Christmas season. God, in a year that's been really different, it feels like this is exactly what we need right now, to remember that special moment, that special time when the world changed forever, when you sent your son in the form of a baby. God, thank you for what you did for us. God, thank you for the way that you loved us enough to send your one and only son, baby Jesus. God, what a sweet, holy night that first night in Bethlehem must have been. God, remind us of that time this season. Remind us of the hope that came in the form of your son. Remind us of the grace that he brought us all. It's in his precious and holy name we pray.
All within us praises holy name.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son, She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in the manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
The angels left and went into heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger after the shepherds had seen him. They told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over. The shepherds returned. They gave glory and praise to God. Everything they had seen and heard was just as they had been told.
Out.
Talked a lot over the past 10 months about how crazy this year has been. People have faced hardships of all kinds. In 1863, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the famous writer and poet, was facing hardships as well. 2 years earlier, his wife had died tragically in a house fire, making him a widow to 6 children. Now his oldest son, Charlie, had left home to secretly join the Union Army to fight in the Civil War. 8 months later, Henry received word that his son had been severely injured and would be returning home for what would be a long recovery. On Christmas morning of that year, with his country in the midst of war and his oldest son recovering, he heard the church bells ringing and the sounds of carolers singing Peace on Earth. In an attempt to capture the contrast of the two worlds he saw that morning, he sat down and penned the words to the hymn we know today as I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Even in the midst of violence, injustice, and despair that may surround us, if we listen closely, we can still hear the sounds of hope ringing out, reminding us that God is not dead, nor does He sleep. He is still present with us, and He will always reign victorious.
heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat. Of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing. Like a choir they're singing. In my heart I hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I hate is strong and marks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells, they're ringing like a choir singing. Does anybody
people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
We hope that you have enjoyed this night of Christmas songs and scripture, and we hope it has prepared your heart for the coming of the King of Kings. Thank you to all who participated in the making of this concert, especially our dedicated and talented AV director, Mr. Gary Poston. From all of us at Poplar Springs, Merry Christmas, and may God bless all of you in the new year.